Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. Mark Lovelace is seeking another term as the 3rd District Representative on the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. This is a paid position that costs the taxpayers of Humboldt County over $100,000 per year when you calculate in the very lucrative benefit package these elected officials receive. I happen to live in the 3rd District, and Mark Lovelace is my supervisor. I have called his office numerous times over the years, and he has never called me back. Sure, I have a different political position than he does, but he is my representative, and as a taxpayer in his district, I should be able to express my concerns to the person who is supposed to represent me. I have on several occasions contacted all 5 of the supervisors, and even though I am not in their district, the other 4 have communicated with me in regards to my concerns. I have been to Sacramento to attend a California State Water Control Board meeting and to other local meetings where Mark Lovelace was a speaker representing the Humboldt Watershed Council. He stated in these forums on more than one occasion that a 2-inch rainstorm causes as much flooding as the 1964 flood. This is the most ridiculous statement I have ever heard someone say. The devastation the 1964 flood caused to the North Coast was the worst catastrophe that has ever hit our area. The loss of life and property was tragic. If you weren't here during this flood, it is worth your time to research the photos and articles written about this 1,000-year event. It was devastating. During one of these meetings, Mark Lovelace submitted a photograph to the board depicting how severe the sedimentation was on Freshwater Creek because of the excessive logging that the Pacific Lumber Company was doing in that watershed. The photo he showed was of Ryan Slough at low tide. Ryan Slough is the tidal influence tributary that enters Humboldt Bay at Target. Freshwater Creek does empty into Ryan Slough, but to show the photograph of this tributary at low tide was a complete fabrication of the truth. The slough behind Target is a mudflat during low tide today, as it has been a mudflat during low tide for my entire life. Does the end justify the means? In this case, the end was the closing of the largest private employer in Humboldt County. The Pacific Lumber Company employed over 1,600 people. Many of these families, after losing their jobs, were forced to file bankruptcy. They lost their homes to foreclosure. These same young families had to pack up and leave Humboldt County. Their children, our future, left Humboldt County with them. Our schools have had their enrollment plummet as a result of these events. My supervisor, Mark Lovelace, was in the middle of all of this. Did he celebrate when the Pacific Lumber Company closed their doors? If so, he indirectly celebrated when these young families filed bankruptcy and lost their homes. I don't have a problem with anyone who has a different opinion than I do. Throughout the week, I discuss political issues with many people on the left. We have a great time verbally sparring about current events. The reason I believe Mark Lovelace needs to lose his supervisor's job is that he doesn't address the concerns of his constituents who have a different opinion than he does. We need jobs, and he is a politician who has helped destroy jobs instead of creating them. That is just wrong. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.